I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Oh, it's great, I'll tell you, because we are celebrating National Puppy Day. This should be a national holiday, don't you think? You should be able to get off work. You should be able to park wherever you want and pay nothing, because it is National Puppy Day. Coming up, Dr. Nancy Soares of the American Animal Hospital Association will be here. Even more important than that, if that's even possible, I have a very special announcement to make. I am so excited about an initiative that really was my idea. I think that's safe to say. And I think, I'm not kidding here, this will save human lives and save dog lives. What the heck am I talking about? It's really important, clearly, if we're talking about saving lives, and I will explain in a little bit. The dog flu is all over the United States. Last year, there were outbreaks in various cities, including Chicago and Atlanta. This year in Austin, Texas, there was an outbreak. What is the latest? And the good news, by the way, is you can do something to protect your dog. We'll talk about that, too. I mean, there's a vaccine for the very specific new strain of dog flu that's out there that came from South Korea. No one knows how it got here, but it sure did get here. Most of all, I'm here to talk to you. Take your telephone calls at 866-554-PETS. Shirley in Arizona, you are on the radio. How are you?
I'm just fine. And you?
I am excited to talk to you. You've got, I am told, the most interesting question ever that I'm going to get excited about.
Yeah, it's not to be really excited. It's kind of gross, really.
It's the gross.
But I have a little 3-year-old chihuahua, and yep, he insists on eating his poop.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there's actually a name for this. It's called coprophagia. And,
okay.
Uh-huh. And it is more common than you might think, actually. So I don't know. Nobody really knows why dogs do this. There's thought there might be a relationship with what the dogs eat nutritionally by some.
He's getting a good diet of food.
I am sure he is, because others say, most people who are nutritionists say, that's a bunch of bunk. That has nothing to do with it. But you could try a product called Prozyme, which adds
Prozyme,
which adds nutritional. It's a supplement, and they say it solves the problem. I've heard at best mixed responses about that. The other thing you can do that might work, so does for some people, is add seasoned salt, like Lowry's seasoning salt, onto the pet's food.
I tried that, didn't work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's often what I hear. There are two products available through veterinarians. One is called Forbid, and the other is called Deter. Again, similar thing. You can try it. Most people say it doesn't work. What you do is you sprinkle it on your pet's food, and somehow, some way, what comes out the other end tastes a little different, I guess. And the dogs aren't supposed to eat it. Again, for a percent, seems to be a small percent, but a percent of dogs, it does seem to help. Let's see what else you could do. You could try.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm trying right now. Someone at the PetSmart told me to try pineapple.
Yeah, so do you feed
And that seems to be working a little bit better.
Now that's interesting. Do you feed it to your dog?
You put it in their food. Mix it in the food.
Okay, so don't how much pineapple are you putting in there?
Just a tiny little bit.
Okay.
Just enough to, you know, mix it in with their food that they get to taste.
Yeah, don't overdo it because you have a tiny little dog. I've not heard that one before. I mean, I've heard everything but chicken soup for this, but pineapple's a new one on me. What I have heard is that you could try, and you could try this, you could try taking, create this recipe, if you will. Take some chili sauce, some Tabasco sauce, and some lemon juice, and mix it all together. And then after the dog does number two, run out there really fast, go really fast, and sprinkle some of what I just said onto the poop. Now, I'll tell you, for some dogs, this recipe really does work. The dogs get one sniff and, whoa, I don't want anything to do with that. And over time, if you're fast enough to every time go out there and go really fast and put some of the stuff on, what happens? Well, your dog over time will say, oh, I don't want anything at all to do with this. It's terrible. It's hot sauce. Other dogs.
Well, that's an idea.
Well, now let me finish here. Other dogs, you have to remember what they're eating in the first place, right? So with taste buds like that, some dogs say, woohoo, it's a condiment, and they're excited. So it depends.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So can you believe it? It depends on the dog. But for some dogs, that really works. But I say this. I say if you're going to run out there anyway and go really fast to sprinkle the hot sauce and the hot chili peppers and lemon juice, that combination, onto the poop, then you might as well run out there really fast with the plastic bag and pick up the stuff. And if you pick up the stuff, your dog's not going to eat it. And that's what I'm all about. So some of these answers for really do work. Mostly they don't. And the best thing that will work, plastic bags. And one of two things will happen. Over a period of about 6 months to a year, your dog will, quote, get out of the habit and just won't be doing it anymore. Or then if you try it in 6 or 8 months to just leave it out there to see if your dog does do it, as I say, you have a shot, your dog is out of the habit, or your dog picks up the habit all over again. It depends on the dog.
Right. Well, you know, little Chihuahuas are kind of stubborn.
Well, they do have a mind of their own, and you're talking to someone with a Chihuahua mix, so I so understand that. Having said that, this isn't something... In fact, science has been done on this. One of those countries in Scandinavia, forget which one, actually did research this, and I have it somewhere on my blog. You could search for it. Mm-hmm. It's chicagonow.com/Steve Dale. And as I say, it's there somewhere. They did study this, and they found that there is some breed predisposition in that sporting breed dogs, I believe, are somewhat more likely, but really it's an individual thing. There probably is no relationship to nutrition, but some still say there is.
Right.
So I don't know the answer for sure, but I do know that plastic bags work the best.
Okay, you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, I'll tell you, she is just as sunny as the state she lives in, Arizona. Our telephone numbers are 866-554-PETS or 866-554-7387, whichever is easier for you. Really one and the same. The craziest questions that you will not believe that people have asked me that I've written about in my national newspaper column next. I do have homework for you. Please go to our website, petworldradio.net. You can see our latest videos. Of course, if you go to YouTube, you can join our YouTube page as well. And no doubt, there will be lots of videos about this initiative that I will help lead in the course of 2016 that will save human lives and save dog lives. I will tell you about it next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
There's a new flu called canine influenza, threatening the health of dogs, and it's been confirmed in many places. Now, this is different than the swine flu, and humans can't get it. But canine flu is highly contagious and easily spread. That means virtually every dog exposed will catch it. Like human flu, the majority of dogs do recover, but in some cases it can be fatal. Fortunately, there's a new vaccine that can protect your dog. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
So I had this idea, and thank goodness for Merck Animal Health, because they said this makes a lot of sense. It could save not only dog lives, but human lives as well. So you're out walking the dog, and the dog is identified a week or a month later with a tick disease, say Lyme disease. That means someone was on the other end of the leash, right? And dogs are a sentinel for tick disease. So if that dog is diagnosed with Lyme disease, odds are that a person in the family was at least potentially exposed in the same place and potentially may have gotten Lyme disease. Lyme disease in people is underdiagnosed, and it's not even fully understood or appreciated or treated by human medicine. Let me go back to veterinary medicine. So in veterinary medicine, we know this. First of all, ticks are spreading all across America in record numbers. Where there are ticks, there's going to be, for people and for dogs, tick disease. No question about that. Nobody denies that. In fact, tick disease probably is an epidemic in America. Now, those are my words, not the CDC's words, but that's probably the case. And in people, it is likely, as I said, underdiagnosed. Now, for dogs, first of all, there's an easy test for Lyme and a couple of other tick diseases. I endorse dogs getting that test. Then there's prevention. We can prevent tick disease, particularly Lyme disease, but others too, in dogs by using the right preventive. Easy enough if you talk to your veterinarian about what's right to use for your dog, your dog's lifestyle, and depending on where you live in America. And then specifically for Lyme, for dogs, not for people yet, there will be, but not yet. We have a vaccine for Lyme disease. Now, all of this can save a dog's life. There's no doubt about that. For people, we don't have those things. So we can actually do more to protect our dogs from tick disease than we can to protect ourselves. So it made me think, you know what? If I have a dog and that dog is diagnosed, say, with Lyme disease, it would be right for veterinarians all over the country to say, you know what? Another family member was with that dog, potentially exposed. Please see your doctor and have your doctor test, especially kids. Kids are more susceptible because kids go to these places, you know, the shrubbery and the bushes. They get into things that adults may not. They're also closer to the ground. So theoretically, and there's data to support this, they may be more susceptible to tick disease than adults. So especially kids. So what we've done is we've gotten the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Veterinary Medical Association together to agree with Merck Animal Health that we need to do something about this. So through the course of this year, and you are going to hear a lot more about this, when you see a veterinarian, and if that veterinarian were to diagnose tick disease in a dog, that veterinarian will say, see a doctor. Have the family members, especially if there are kids, see a doctor. And the reverse is true, too. So if a pediatrician or a family physician diagnoses Lyme disease, say in a family member, a child, and will appropriately then ask, do you have a dog in the family? And if so, then see your veterinarian. I am very excited about this because this is all about awareness. And this awareness may actually save human lives and at the same time help dogs as well. Much more to come on this in the upcoming weeks and months on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
It's called the dog flu or canine influenza virus. Sometimes it's been called the Chicago dog flu, which I want to talk about with you, Dr. Natalie Marks, because it all started in the heart of where you are in Chicago. But this is not a Chicago dog flu, is it?
No, it landed in Darien, a suburb of Chicago, in March of 2015, quickly spread throughout the city. Unfortunately, we did see the brunt of it, and there were thousands of cases, I think probably a lot less reported than actually happened because of the testing that wasn't developed until later on in the disease. But now, as we've seen, it's spread to Atlanta, South Carolina, and it's been documented in over, I think at this point, almost every state, with a recent outbreak now out west in Washington and Montana.
This dog flu, the one that's been in the news, is a little different.
It is. So we first thought it was the canine influenza virus that was first documented in the greyhound tracks of Florida that Chicago did see in 2008-2009. Later on in the epidemic, we found out that it was actually not that dog flu, which was the H3N8, but actually H3N2, which was a novel, brand new flu seen here in the Chicagoland area from South Korea. So we didn't know anything about this. We did know it was an influenza virus, so we had a general understanding of what influenza did in the pets, in dogs, but we didn't know really how quickly it attacked, how it was transmitted to other dogs, and as we then learned, that it was actually contagious to cats. So it did change our perspective and certainly opened up our eyes to a brand new virus.
Okay, so before cat owners get panicked, and I want to talk to you more about the dog flu in a second, it's only happened, to my knowledge anyway, in one cat so far. So don't panic, cat owners.
Nope. It's technically seen in one cat. But we do know that it can go to cats. So
okay.
We still take precautions and we're still very conscious of any cat that comes in with respiratory signs, but it's certainly predominantly a dog flu.
All right. So I want to talk about the dog flu.
Yes.
What symptoms are there and how serious is this?
This is a respiratory flu. A lot of people come in and think, oh, is my dog going to be vomiting? So this is a respiratory virus. Dogs typically start with a fever, an intense cough, sort of like a croupy cough, nasal discharge that's usually clear to mucus, lack of appetite, and pretty extreme lethargy or tiredness. And the interesting about this is that it is 8 times more virulent than the N8. And what that means is the H3N8 flu that we had caused kind of like the common cold in these dogs. They were coughing, they were kind of runny nose, they didn't eat as well, but they could go about their day. The H3N2 dogs, these dogs are sick, and they are sick quickly. So they can be fine on a Friday, and Saturday morning I'd have dogs in my practice, fevers of 105, completely anorectic, not eating at all, anything, lots of nasal discharge, and that intense cough, many of them turning into pneumonia.
Now, those are the dogs that get sick, and what makes this more complicated is that dogs can spread this without themselves getting sick. So the good news is that they feel okay.
Right.
They're not symptomatic. They feel great. Yeah. However, they're still shedding or spreading the disease.
That's right. And they can be what we would call almost like a carrier. So they're walking around, they may cough, you know, randomly, but they are spreading the virus to other unsuspecting dogs at the dog park or wherever they are communally. The other thing is now that we know more about this strain can be contagious for 24 days. So whereas some of our other respiratory diseases is 3, 4, 5 days max, this is 24 days, which is a long time.
So it seems to me there is no solution, or there wasn't, but now there is.
Well, there is. We had the H3N8 vaccine, which we were using because what else were we going to do in the midst of this epidemic? But as of December, there is now an H3N2 specific vaccine available, and it is a series of two, one vaccine, and then another 3 weeks later, we are recommending that for all of the dogs that we see in communal dog areas, so dog parks, dog beaches, groomers, boarding, training, anyone who lives in a high-rise that shares a communal dog elevator, and even for owners where their dogs aren't communal, but maybe they work in a large rescue group or in shelter situations where they could be bringing it home on them.
So for social dogs, a good idea, in fact, maybe the only thing you can do to effectively protect your dog against the flu.
Absolutely. I'm getting calls from all over the country because of what we saw in the spring of practices literally on both coasts and all states. People that have seen what we went through and are seeing new cases of respiratory disease wondering, how do I test, how do I treat, how do I educate my clients so it doesn't happen here? So yes, and we are strong proponents of the vaccine. We're strong proponents of educating clients of where their dog's risks are. And like you said, unfortunately, this is so widespread now that really just having a dog that is social is a high risk factor.
Learn more on my site, stevedale.tv. Your telephone calls next, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
He looks like a panda and a Disney princess had a baby. All we need is somebody to lean on.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. And I think Ohio is where we're going. You're on the radio.
Yes, that's me, Fran.
Fran, I've been waiting for your call.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I listen to you all the time. I love your program.
Thank
about
you.
The kitties, the dogs. And
well, we've been here for 10 years doing this, and I've been now I can retire since you called.
Pardon? I didn't hear what you said.
We've been here for 10 years, and now that you finally called in, I think I can call it quits.
Well, I have a 5-year-old dog, and up until this time, he's been perfectly wonderful, but now I'm having a little problem. He all of a sudden, I don't know if it's the weather and we're in the house all the time, he's been wetting during the night, and he never did that before. I don't know what to do about it, and I don't like it, but what am I going to do? He's my baby. I got to find a solution.
Yeah, so there are – and this is my – what you hear in my voice is frustration because this is not the only time this year with this winter that we had. And now as we go into spring, these dogs are still in the habit. Maybe. But maybe not. So what we've got to figure out is whether this is a behavior issue or whether it's a medical issue. Now, the good news for you is that you have a five-year-old dog. And being 5 years old, odds are in your favor it's a behavior issue. Well, that's not all good news because then we have to deal with the behavior issue and figure out what's going on and why it's going on. But we still need to rule out the medical possibility first. Now, in dogs, even more than cats, that are of a 5 years of age, it is unlikely to be, but it's still possible. So you truly need to rule that out and talk to your veterinarian. Now, assuming that is ruled out, then we have to figure out, okay, what happened? Did the dog bark in the middle of the night, say, I have to go out, and I took the dog out? Am I giving water? So here's what I would do for you. Assuming it is a behavior issue and not medical, I'd go back to House Training 101. I just wrote a story about this too, actually. I would make believe that your 5-year-old dog is a 15-week-old dog and take your dog out at, as your schedule allows, at predictable times. Even keep a log if you so desire. And also, it's not really hot out yet, so I think it's fair to do. Remove the water or most of the water. Maybe that's a better way to do it. At, I don't know, around 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, as long as your dog doesn't get tons of exercise right before you remove the water. And hopefully then your dog should be able to make it through the night. Also, if you can, if you typically take out your dog at 9 o'clock, make it 9:30 or 10. If it's 10 o'clock, make it 10:30 or 11. And on the other end, try to get up a little earlier. Also, try to play with your dog before bedtime a bit. So I'm contradicting myself, I guess, a little bit because I'm saying take away the water and I'm saying play with the dog and then you're going to have a thirsty dog. It doesn't have to be the kind of play where you're, you know, I'm playing fetch for 40 minutes and your dog's going to be. It can be just a little bit of play, but also brain games. You know, way back when you were in school and you had 3 tests on a given day, you'd come home, you were exhausted. And you were exhausted. Thinking can exhaust us. So I want you to have your dog think. Now, how do you do that? You can do all sorts of things. You can buy one of those puzzle toys that you hide treats under. You can literally hide treats in a room and have your dog find them in one room, not all over the house. We don't want to, you know, your dog to go, I need a ton of water. We don't want that because then we're giving the dog a ton of water and we can't figure out what's going on as easily. So what I want you to do, it could be training games. Sit, come, over there, down, roll over, good boy, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter, but I want your dog to think, to think. I want to find a way to tire out your dog without overwhelmingly doing a ton of exercise. Do you follow what I mean?
Yes, I am.
And
I agree, because I don't play with him enough during the winter. We're here alone, and nothing has changed in our life except we used to play ball outside all summer. I'd throw the ball and he'd fetch the ball. Now we don't do that in the house.
So you can do more of that during the day. Are you home all day?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you could do more of that during the day. And also I want you to do what happens is in this kind of weather, we tend to take naps during the day. And when we do, our dogs do too. And even if you don't, your dog probably is sleeping more during the day. So what I want you to do is don't allow your dog to take many naps. Wake up your dog. Say, come over here. Give your dog things to do. It's just like us. If we're sleeping all day, we're not going to be as tired overnight. So I've got a couple of strategies going, kind of working together here. We're going to control the water a little bit more. We're going to keep tabs of when the dog goes. We're actually going to go out with the dog. So when your dog goes out at 10 o'clock, whatever the last time is at night, you go out with the dog on a leash like a puppy. Reward your dog, give your dog a treat, and praise your dog for going. but make sure your dog goes. It is possible. I'm not saying this is happening. I don't know. But I get this. It's possible that your dog that you think is going out to pee at 10 o'clock is just going out to run around a little. Oh, my gosh, it's too cold. I don't like the snow. I'm back in the house. And your dog never peed. And at some time, your dog has got to do it. So at 3 in the morning, it happens. So I want to eliminate that possibility as well. I also want your dog to more likely sleep through the night. And that's the reason for the games. So I want you to put all those things kind of together. If your veterinarian rules out the medical potential, though, as I say, 5-year-old dog, it's unlikely. We still have to rule it out.
Okay, thank you very much. But I still have one more question before
sure.
we have to hang up.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not taking too much of your time.
I've been waiting for you, as I say, so
okay.
No problem.
I've got all that with the dog and everything, and I have that clear in my head. One thing is true. I do not take them out late enough. I take them out like at 9 o'clock, maybe the last, or 8:30, 9 o'clock. So
mm-hmm.
That's a good suggestion. My other problem is that he's got a terrible time with his ears, and I go to the doctor with him all the time. He has ear cleaning solutions, and I put that, I think it's called Remic, R-E-M-I-N-C or something, I-N, solution in his ear. The doctor gave that to me as a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you suggest that I do, like, in between all of that? Is there something I can put in his ear and clean it out besides that?
Yes. What kind of dog are we talking about?
A Maltese poodle.
Okay. So ask your veterinarian, did your veterinarian use the term otitis?
No.
Okay. So it's hard for a couple of issues. First of all, I'm a certified behavior consultant. I'm not a veterinarian. So the other thing is I don't know what's wrong anyway. So even if I were a veterinarian standing here, I'd be guessing. But, yes, there are things you can do preventive-wise to help. But certain dogs are just prone to ear infections is what I assume is going on, but I don't really know. So ask your veterinarian. You've got to go to see your vet now anyway, right? So you have another question to ask. Coming up next, it's our email question of the week. You can and should and must email me if you have any questions. Steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, our email question of the week. What do you do when two cats named Tom and Jerry don't get along? Well, I think you change their names. That's what I think. Details about two cats not getting along with one another coming up.
Call toll free at 866-55 for pets or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
There's a new flu called canine influenza threatening the health of dogs, and it's been confirmed in many places. Now, this is different than the swine flu, and humans can't get it. But canine flu is highly contagious and easily spread. That means virtually every dog exposed will catch it. Like human flu, the majority of dogs do recover, but in some cases it can be fatal. Fortunately, there's a new vaccine that can protect your dog. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Signs like increased thirst or decreased grooming can be easy to miss. That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year to help prevent health problems before they become serious. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You know, there are so many people in America suffering from Lyme disease. I don't think it's talked about enough. And that is part of the reason why we began this initiative that you're going to hear much more about over the coming weeks and months and probably over the next year or two. I mean, it's just the reality. It's here to stay until we do something about it. Now, what can we do about the ticks? The idea of killing deer, by the way, makes no sense at all. And in part, that'll be part of the discussion that we have next week with veterinary parasitologist Dr. Michael Dryden. We'll also talk about dog training and how to do it using positive reinforcement with a dog trainer.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my cat Tom ambushes and attacks our other cat, Jerry. What do I do about it? Well, I already suggested changing their names. I mean, their names are Tom and Jerry. No wonder why that's happening. But above and beyond that, okay, under what conditions are they ambushing? So if one cat consistently ambushes the other, wouldn't it be nice if the cat being ambushed knows the other cat is there? How do you do that? You put a little collar with a bell on the cat, because that way, every time the cat appears, ding, 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 the bell goes off, and it probably will prevent the surprise of being ambushed. But certainly more than that, the cat that Tom, I guess, in this case, that's attacking Jerry, something could be done about that too, so Tom has something else to, quote, attack. Now, it doesn't seem as though, I don't really know, I didn't explain, it doesn't seem as though they're really fighting, but ambushing, and it's an uncomfortable situation for the other cat. But let's give the cat that's ambushing something else to ambush. So get an interactive cat toy with feathers or fabric at the end of the toy and play with that with both cats, but especially the cat that's ambushing Jerry. That's appropriate to ambush that feather toy. Do that instead, Tom. Don't ambush your friend, the other cat. Also, you could try a laser light toy. Now, I get worried about those laser light toys. So they can provide really good exercise for cats, and they can be fun for cats, but they don't ever really catch anything, right? They put their paw on that little red dot or little blue dot, and what do they get? Nothing. That's got to be disappointing, especially since they have so many nerves at the end of their paws. More nerves than you have in your hand, all the way up your arm, past your elbow to your shoulder. I mean, they have that many nerves, and they know whether they've got something or not. And boy, I don't know, but it seems to me it's got to be depressing if you put your hand down or their paw down all the time and feel nothing, get nothing. So what I would do is drop some kibble there every now and again. So every once in a while, the cat really does catch something when it puts its paw over that little red or little blue dot. That's one thing. Next thing, a lot of caveats to this toy. Never allow kids to do it unsupervised, because they can shine that light into the cat's eyes and sometimes make it impossible and really frustrating for the cat by shining the light on the ceiling. I mean, cats can jump, but not that high. Well, you get the idea. One more thing. Nearly forgot. Feelaway Multicat. It's a product that's available wherever pet supplies are sold, almost wherever pet supplies are sold, in many, many places online in pet stores. And it's a fraction or a copy of a pheromone that helps relax these cats so they're more likely to get along with one another. Can't we all just get along? Email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, we all celebrate with the American Animal Hospital Association National Puppy Day.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-400-1702. Again, that's 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Colleen Currigan is the president of the American Association of Feline Practitioners. You know, here's the thing that drives me crazy. It's great that people love their cats and they think everything is going along well, and it might be, but then something happens. And then people sometimes think, well, my cat is just being a cat. Here's what I mean. So the cat every day chows down its food. It's a cat that loves its food, But then a couple of days in a row, the cat not so much loving his or her food. And people say, well, my cat's just being finicky. To me, it's a time, if it happens more than a couple of times, to call you the veterinarian.
I couldn't agree more. There's kind of an old saying that we use a lot in feline medicine called cats are masters at hiding their illness. So if they have a long history of being finicky eaters and they're just going through a finicky spell, that could be normal for the cat, but that could also be indicative of waxing and waning medical problems. But certainly if it's not part of their history that they are this finicky and that they go off of their feed, then that's a sign that that cat doesn't feel well. And fortunately or unfortunately, lack of appetite is a sign that we see in any cat that doesn't feel well. It could mean dental disease. It could be a systemic disease such as diabetes, urinary tract infection, liver disease, kidney disease, heart disease. The list goes on and on. Any cat that doesn't eat should be evaluated by the veterinarian. And actually, I would extend that to say any cat whose behavior changes, even if it's eating fine and everything for the most part seems normal, if suddenly there are behavior changes, not using the litter box, sleeping in different places and the cat isn't used to that, those are all signs that that cat is probably telling us something in a way that only cats will tell us.
How important is it to pay attention? And I think most cat owners do, but I don't know that they make a link between, okay, this might be a medical issue. Either they assume it's behavioral, or as I said, they say, well, my cat's just being a cat.
I think the safest advice is to say it probably ought to be checked out unless it's been something that has been going on for years and years and the cat is normal in every other way. If it's different, it has the potential to be significant.
So here's the catch-22. So people are listening to us. They say, oh, yeah, my cat's been throwing up 3 days a week for 2 weeks in a row, hairballs. Well, that's probably not normal, unless maybe the cat's had a history, but I'd say that's not right, no matter what. Okay, so then they say, well, it's so stressful for my cat to come see you. So that's got to be the conundrum.
It is a conundrum, and it's a conundrum for cat owners anywhere, including those of us like you and me, although probably not you because your Roxy is not like most cats, but I know my cats don't appreciate being taken to the veterinarian, at least being taken into the hospital. So there are a number of things that owners can do to try to make that visit less stressful, and frankly, it starts at home. It starts at home with trying to acclimate the cat to the carrier. And I think most owners, and myself included, when I'm going to bring one of my own cats into my hospital to see my veterinarian, which is me, but if I have to take them into the hospital, it's stressful for me. So, and that is something that cats very easily pick up on. So an owner that's stressed and knows that they have to take the cat in and is anxious about it, the cat easily picks up on that. And how many times do we know of owners who tell us, I didn't even have the carrier out, and suddenly my cat was under the bed. So clearly they pick up on our anxiety, and that just exacerbates their anxiety. So starting at home with acclimation to the cat carrier and having the owner remain calm, I think, are key. And then taking the cat to a cat-friendly practice, whether it be all feline or a companion animal practice, I think is important as well.
What is a cat-friendly practice?
A cat-friendly practice is a practice that has been designated by the American Association of Feline Practitioners as meeting a number of different criteria that help to make the visit a more memorable visit from a positive point of view, both from the cat owner perspective as well as the cat perspective, by helping to reduce anxiety and stress during the visit and making the visit as efficient as possible.
More information at catvets.com.
Absolutely.
And at the end of the day, Dr. Kerrigan, if you see a change of behavior in your cat, or dare I even say to you, I'll use the D word, a dog, then contact your veterinarian.
Contact your cat-friendly practice veterinarian.
Unless it's a dog.
Unless it's a dog.
Thank you.
That dog may be a cat-friendly practice as well, that dog practitioner.
That's true. Thank you.
I will add 85% of all AAFP cat-friendly practices are dog and cat practices, not just feline only. So a lot of dog practitioners out there are cat-friendly practices as well.
Catvets.com.
Thank you.
Tick disease is an epidemic in America. Next week, veterinary parasitologist Dr. Mike Dryden will be here to tell us if that's the case.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
BizTalk Radio.